Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Longer, it's a bigger court. Does that change things a little bit?
I think it's important for the kids, you know, and we talk about this before warm-ups, just get your bearings in a bigger floor, but just the shooting backgrounds, there's more space. You have to get a feel for where you are on the floor, the different lines that are out there. Obviously, they're playing at a little bit different level, being able to pull up from an NBA three versus in high school. So that does play a role. I think the last couple of times we played, we've handled it pretty well. You know, our focus is try to get that ball in the paint. And so that's going to continue to be the focus, play inside out. And so hopefully that's minimized, but it's definitely a factor in the game.
There's the awe of, hey, the Bucks play here. How long does it take to have that wear off and just realize it's a regular game?
It is a few minutes, and that's why getting there, we're going to try to get there an hour before so we can go in and look around and be able to watch the game before us a little bit, just to kind of get that initial just excitement a little bit beyond that. But then once you get out there on the floor, you've got the excitement of the initial reaction of warm-ups. So it is something that we will actually, you know, talk about. I think for a lot of them, the good thing is they were on the floor last year. I think we have a few that didn't get to participate. So hopefully we can draw on that experience, and it should be a pretty good transition.
We'll look forward to it. We'll have more from Brian coming up in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Christmas isn't about candy canes or lights all aglow. It's the hearts that we touch and the care that we show. Show your love with a festive fresh centerpiece from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Order now for best selection. May every little thing from your wish list come true this season. Merry Christmas from all of us at Robin's Nest. 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 608-383-1616.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Brian Poles joins us. Brian, looking at Baraboo, what sticks out on the scouting report about them?
Well, they're a little bit different team from years past. They lost a really, really good big man from last year. They had great size last year. They're not as big as they have been in years past, so they're going to be more perimeter-oriented. They've got three or four guards that are really good ball handlers. And they're going to want to get to the rim and then either play at the rim or get that kick out for they've got some good shooters. So it's going to be a little bit different than in years past. They play in a great league. They know how to play hard. And so, you know, we really look forward to the opportunity of playing this type of non-conference game because it helps us once we get into our conference.
And you only have one conference game before Christmas. So you're going to be kind of fine-tuned before next Friday's game, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's has generally been the schedule these past number of years. Just as the schedule goes, we're going to get a really tough conference opponent right away in Platteville. But it does give us a little bit of time to work on things instead of jumping right in, which I think as a coach I definitely prefer. You can figure out some rotations. You can work on just some multiple defenses, how you want to approach some different things. So I appreciate that opportunity to be able to get a couple of non-conferences under our belt.
When you play at Fiserv, Brian, and you played in a lot of big arenas through the years too, but that background when you're shooting, especially beyond the arc, it's a little bit different there. Is it harder to get used to at these big places like this?
It definitely is. And I think, even when you look at our gym here in Richland Center, we have more space behind our hoops than a normal high school gym, but it definitely does play a role. For the long distance shooters, they're dialed in on their shooting backgrounds where they're most familiar. And so for us to go in with that big cavernous background, really dark, it is a different feeling. So it does take a little while to get used to, and I'm really just excited to see how we can adjust to it.
From the early going, any scores surprise you from any of your conference teams in their non-conference games, Brian?
Lancaster has been impressive. We know that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. They had a nice win against Darlington earlier this year. We know Platteville is going to be a really tough out. They've got a lot coming back. The league MVP, Lucas Ludlam, great player. He's coming back for Platteville. So far, no real big surprises that we've been seeing. Although, admittedly, we've got maybe one eye on those scores, but we're most focused on just getting off to a good start with our team.
And I know where the coaches kind of voted you. I saw Mark Miller's book, sometimes you can use that as, hey, we can prove them wrong. I'm guessing you're looking at that, too, to try to finish higher than predicted, right?
Yeah, it's always a place where you can look for motivation. I think that, we haven't talked about that specifically. I know what you're referencing there. So for us, we're not thinking about it. We're not focused. I'm sure the kids know as well because they're up on those types of things and they're always interested in that media aspect. But the thing about with any conference in high school, we know each other really well. The other schools, we see each other over the summer. The kids know each other from multiple sports. So we know what we're capable of, and we know where we're at right now, and we feel like, if we keep improving and working, we can have a really good year.
Awesome. Well, have fun at the Fiserv, Brian.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Brian Pauls joining us on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Fiserv Farm in Milwaukee, a part of the prep series, here we are this afternoon with Richland Center and Baraboo and area boys basketball. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray with the broadcast this afternoon. And what a spectacle, Henry, is going down on the floor. It's got to be exciting for these young men.
Oh, yes. It's exciting for you and I. I mean, and what a neat experience for all these young men.
For the old men, it's exciting here, too.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to nothing better than high school sports at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
Even though it's only the second game of the year for Baraboo, it's the third game for Richland Center, but it has a little bit of a playoff.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It does. So really, really neat court. We see the Marquette court marked out in front of us. They have it out for tomorrow's Wisconsin Marquette game. I look forward to a great game. I mean,
both teams have played this one before, but some of these guys getting their first opportunity to play here on the court, and others, I don't think it ever gets old, that's for sure. Baraboo is coached by Tyler Fish, assisted by Damian Beth and Josh Stotts, and Richland Center coached by Mr. Brian Poles, as you heard from him during our pregame show, assisted by Lyle Cradwell, Tim Daw, Colton Wilson, and Kyle Nelson. Both teams going to the bench here in just a little bit. We'll have the starting lineups for you. Potosi Cassville picked up a victory earlier in their game. They played the first game of the morning, followed by University School. They defeated Catholic Central 76-42 in a game just moments ago. Certainly a good game to watch there. And in that one, we saw some real raw talent between those Division V teams. And now the starting lineups for today's game. The first of two meetings between Veralu and Richland Center this afternoon. The girls will follow. For Veralu's Thunderbirds, number 3, he's a 5'11 sophomore guard, Carter Rivas. Number 5, Alex Hannigan, a 6'2 senior guard. Number 12 is Isaiah Romano Thompson, a 6'1 junior forward. Bear Lefevre, number 13, a junior forward. And number 14, Daniel Olson, a 6'4 senior forward. Those are the Thunderbirds, and now the Richland Center Hornets. Number 1, 6-foot sophomore, Jaden Shep. Number 3, 5'11 junior, Brady Dosh. Number 40, 6'8 senior, Garrison Weiss. Number 42, Liam Fingerson, a 6'6 junior. And number 44, 6'4 senior, Wes Bosworth. Officiating crew today, see if you know any of these guys, Hank. Taylor DeValk, Bobby Reinhart, and Austin Chi.
No, they've never had the pleasure to work with me.
No?
Anyway, today we want to watch, Phil, so you know, some of the keys for the Thunderbirds. Their strengths are shooting and guard play.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of their weaknesses are on the defensive backside and rebounding.
Most definitely.
And they come from the Badger Small Conference.
Looks like we're going to get underway. The tip is controlled by the Richland Center Hornets. And the Hornets will bring it. Dosh brings it across the Marquette symbol at midcourt. Throws it down to the corner. Weiss way out of the corner. Drives a bit. He's cut off. Dishes back to Fingerson. Now top of the circle. Chef. Looking near side Jaden. The Brady Dosh. Bounce feed low. Posting up Bosworth. Backs in. Goes to his left. And kicks it in the lane. The Weiss will score. What a nice play there, Henry.
Yes, sir. Nice finish. Nice little pass, too.
2-0 Richland Center on the assist from Wes Bosworth and Gary Weiss with the basket. Down to the baseline, Rivas. Veralu working around the horn. Left side, Hannigan. Off the screen. Moves left. Quick runner on the baseline. No good. Rebound, Bosworth and the Hornets. Across the half-court line. 4-on-2. Ball goes to the corner. Shep backs off. NBA 3. Good! 5-0 start for the Hornets. That's got to get a little bit getting used to
it. It is.
They've got to
get used to that. But I tell you what, Mr. Shep's in it. And two nice passes to start the ballgame.
Pass comes to the right. That Veralu cutting through, slicing like butter. The shot is on the way. No good for Hannigan. They'll kick it out. 3 on the way, and that one is good by Bear Lefevre for 3. That makes it 5-3. Richland Center with the basketball.
Nice. Everybody's running up and down the floor, so.
The shooting background is evidently not a problem.
Yep, it's all done now.
Looking good. Down to the corner. It's going to be Bosworth. Down low to Weiss. Knocked away. Picked up again by Bosworth. He'll drive lane. Leans in. The shot is up off the rim. Rebound Veralu. And they'll swing it the other way. Bounce feed to Romano Thompson. Down deep. Tough shot off the iron. And then drops in.
Nice turnaround jumper right there.
So Veralu quickly answers. We're tied at 5 after a 5-0 start for the Hornets. Shep brings it. Left side, Fingerson meets it on the left wing. Back to the right side. Caught there by Weiss. 6'8 senior out on the top of the key. Looks left. Fires it off now to Dosh. Dosh driving. It's poked away and loose on the floor. And it finally scrums out to Bosworth. Back to Weiss in the paint. And a foul called.
Looks like it's going against center, Phil. Looks like we had a push.
Okay. Loose ball foul. So that'll be on Bosworth, I believe, right?
I honestly do not know because I can't.
They're not putting it on the board yet. At least I don't see it anyway, if they are. So I'm thinking it was on Wes Bosworth.
My apologies, Phil. I didn't get the number coming out the official's hands. I really didn't. So
John Moon, near side for Baraboo, dumps it inside. There is a driving layup try. No good by Romano Thompson, but he is fouled on the play.
That's going to be on Liam Fingerson.
Thank you, Hank. You've got better eyes than me. You got to watch the referee's fingers all the way down there. So Liam with his first foul, and Veralu goes to the line. It's a shooting foul. Romano Thompson with the first free throw and rims off. We're tied at 5 early on here in the prep series at Fiserv Forum Boys Basketball. A Isaiah Romano Thompson with a second one on the way. That's good. Baraboo lead 6-5.
You know, you see signs of where it says fear the deer.
Uh-huh.
It should say fear the feel.
Fear the
Phil.
That's me?
Yes.
The Phil.
Fear the Phil.
Yep. Many of the ladies did back in the 80s, I can tell you that.
Hey.
Bosworth back to Fingerson, top of the circle. Nowhere to go. Makes the move. Right side throws to the corner. Weiss on a drive, backs in, now leans in, tough shot, no good, but a traveling call was waved off anyway.
Hey, Baraboo's playing really, really good defense, really straight up, and really causing a lot of issues with their link with the guard play from Richland Center.
Coach Foles talked about how they wanted to kind of put it into the paint. They've been doing that so far. 6-5 Baraboo, they'll take a three from the corner on the way, good. That one hardly startled the net for Lefevre. He's got two of those, and it's 9-5. So 9 straight points for the Thunderbirds. Fingerson on the left wing, drives to the paint, hangs, scoops, shot, no good. Rebound, Baraboo, fighting his way out is Romano Thompson. And now driving the other way is Lefevre. Bear stops, keeps the dribble on the right wing. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes back to Hannigan, near side three, try again. There it goes, instant replay for Bear Lefevre. He's got three of them, and Richland Center takes the timeout. 12-5. Baraboo, timeout, Richland Center. Boys basketball from Milwaukee today on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You've dreamed about it for years, but now it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. Steel panels from All American Do It Center, just what your new storage building needs. There's 7 different panel styles to choose from, including our most popular, the Eagle Pro. Panels are Energy Star rated and covered by a Valspar Weather XL 40-year limited paint warranty. Pick out your color scheme using the colorizer tool at allamericansteel.net. Our team will design and get your building started with materials from All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
A matinee game for you today on WRCO Radio. It is 12-5 Baraboo over Richland Center. Phil Nee with you along with Hank Bray. It's passed to Liam Fingerson. We're underway, and the Hornets throw it almost away, caught at midcourt. As to not being over his back, Shep with the basketball off the screen from Weiss, drives baseline, and now cut off by Baraboo. Good defense by Daniel Olson. And now Shep brings it back, top of the wheel, Fingerson left side. Bosworth holds it up, fires it back to Shep. Shep at the free throw line. Fingerson, right wing for the Hornets. Looks to the inside. Makes the move with the left hand. In the lane, lost the handle. Stolen by Baraboo. Moon scoops it up ahead. A layup for two by Alex Hannigan. It is 14-5, Baraboo.
That's 14 unanswered for the Thunderbirds.
They've done it with 3 threes and some good defense.
Yes, they have.
Fingerson. Now Weiss, near side Dosh. Hornets trying to get back on track. Dosh drives lane. Now kicks it back out. Bosworth on a drive. And hop step with a left-hand shot. Good for Bosworth. Nice move. That's Wes Bosworth. Abe, of course, is on the team. And I generally will mark it on the wrong man. They're back-to-back in the lineup. But that's Wes.
Wes was wanting some contact on that one for and one. But you're not going to get that if the offense makes the contact.
Oh, so. Spoken by a true official there. That's good. Shot on the way, no good by Hannigan. Rebound by Richland Center. Bosworth takes it. Top of the circle, looking at it from the NBA line. Looking to hand it off, does. Fingerson just up from the baseline. Bounce feed inside and a foul call. That's Baraboo's first foul.
It's going to be on LeFour. What is it?
Lefevre? That'll
Lefevre,
be
yeah.
His first.
Team foul number one.
So 2-1, the Hornets lead in that department. And substitutions. Trayton Shep is in for Richland Center. Baraboo sending in Brady Bauer, number 25. Ball caught by Trayton Shep. Shep to his brother. Jaden on the baseline. Backs off now. Tries to sink a three. It's up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Romano Thompson. Outlet pass. There's Bauer. Bauer kicks it back. Right side, Romano Thompson drives lane. Nifty move. Shot is good. Whoa, that's a highlight reel.
That is a highlight reel right there. But I tell you what, you got to give credit to Bear Boo there. They do not waste any time getting down the floor.
Pass comes right side, caught here by Bosworth and the Hornets in their black and orange, trying to get it going. Near side for Fingerson. Fingerson tried to skip it low, and Bosworth is pushed from behind, and a foul.
That's Lefevre's second.
All right. You're right. Good eyes, my man. Good thing you had these lens wipes to clean your glasses before the game.
Well, I've been calling it from up here.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been calling it.
Oh, you've been officiating from up here?
Yeah.
All right. Into the game for Richland Center, Kaizan Schwitzenberg. Welcome back, Kaizan. He was injured earlier this year. Good to see him out there. And the Hornets make the substitution. Dosh catches it, gives it back to Shep. Shep makes a move in the lane, shakes the D. Now over to Schwitzenberg. He'll hold it up, fires it back to Trayton Shep. Now on the near side, Wes Bosworth. Bosworth backs off with the dribble, hands off to Trayton Shep, and there's another foul called. That's going to be on Richland Center, I think, Henry.
Yes, it is. It's going to 44.
All right.
Yes.
Wes.
Wes Bosworth.
That was kind of on a screen, I think. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
And he actually pushed out of the screen.
Pushed so out of the screen. So that will be the third Richland Center foul. Unfortunately, two of them are on Wes Bosworth. Ball comes across for Hannigan. Right side. Fires it now to Rivas. Rivas drives, kicks it. Left side, Romano Thompson. Beat down to the baseline. And working the ball is Hannigan. Hannigan, top of the circle. They'll feed it in the lane. Romano Thompson kicks it out. Three on the way. Good for Baraboo. That is Hannigan for three.
I tell you what, those guys, those young men can shoot.
Inside, outside
yes,
right now.
Yes, it is.
Trayton Shep across the timeline. Jaden Shep with the ball. Now Trayton on the right wing. Hornets down to the baseline. Dosh trying to beat it across the lane. Throws it high. It's saved by Shep. And he stepped out of bounds, I believe. Now, Jaden was over there just trying to keep it in bounds.
Yes, he was.
And into the game for Baraboo, number 14, Daniel Olsen. This place will be rocking tomorrow. Marquette of
oh,
the Rangers.
Yes.
Wow. I wonder if they let us sit here tomorrow.
We're just going to stay overnight. But
oh, yeah, we are? Okay. Think they'll notice?
No, no.
Hannigan kicks to the corner. Three on the way. No good for Baraboo. Tanner Geckerman into the ball game.
Nobody notices us now.
Ball comes up. Shep to Shep. Trayton on a drive. Nowhere to go. Tipped away by Baraboo. Saved by Jaden Shep. Jaden makes a quick move over to the baseline. It goes to his brother. Trayton for three. Failed it.
Yes, he did. That was a nice inside out.
Trayton, the good shooter there from the corner. He's been pretty effective for the Hornets. He was third game now. 19-10. Baraboo. Ball to the middle, now driving with a left-hand shot on the way. No good for Olsen. Rebound Hornets. Up ahead from Shep. Bosworth, now Shep. Three on the way for Trayton. That's on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Baraboo. Olsen with the outlet pass. Rivas on the right wing. Back to Olsen. Left side, Hannigan. Hannigan down to the near side. Rivas for three on the way. No good. Rebound Hornets and a whistle.
Yeah.
Crashing the board on Baraboo, right? See.
No, what happened, it hit the top.
Oh, okay. So, no foul.
Nope, no foul. Just a basically ball out of bounds.
19-10, Baraboo leading. Just over 10 minutes remaining in the first half of area boys basketball from Pfizer Forum. Here's Dosh. He'll penetrate. Drives low. Nice lay-in. Good. Brady Dosh with his first basket. And the Hornets are within seven. It's 19-12.
Game of runs today, Phil.
Yes, it is. Good point. Hornets started out 5-0 and then 14 in a row for Baraboo. Geckerman on a drive. Left side, Rivas. Top of the circle, Bauer. Off a screen, Hannigan. Hannigan on a drive. Now gets down deep. Tough shot. Tipped by the Hornets, I believe. That was Schwitzenberg. And Bosworth gives it off to Trayton Shep. Near side, three on the way. Hornets, and it is no good. Rebound, Baraboo, and a foul call.
Number 10 for Richland Center. Nope. 25.
Like 25? We have a
The big tall guy out there.
Is it Bosworth? Yeah.
No, it's
Fingerson?
10. Number 10, I'm sorry.
Number 10 is Schwitzenberg. All right. Again, I'm relying on you.
Well, yeah, I couldn't really see it, but that may have been on Bosworth because Bosworth took a quick seat.
Again, they're not putting the fouls on the board. If we miss them, it's hard to see the fingers this far away. We're up. We're in 117, so about three levels up. Pass comes to Schwitzenberg. Near side, it's Shep. Trayton gives it back to Dosh. Free throw line right and keeps the dribble. off to Schwistenberg on the far side. Top of the wheel, that's Shep. Trayton. Now Dosh shakes the D. He's off for a three. On the way, no good. And the rebound, Daniel Olsen of Baraboo. Back to Hannigan. Baseball pass up and through the hands of Ruff. Picked up now by the Hornets. And they'll take it back the other way. Trayton Shep with the basketball. He's out at point. In fact, brother Jaden getting a rest right now. The Hornets have Cutler Palmer out there seeing his first action. Trayton Shep on the far side leaves it back for Palmer. Cutler gets away from the D. Now will shoot a three. It's on the way off the iron. No good. Rebound, front four, and off of Barrow, out of bounds.
This is actually a nice play on Trayton Shep. Actually,
yes.
Actually hit the ball off the Baraboo young man, so good heads-up play.
Bosworth West will return, and Dosh will come out. Four fouls on the Hornets, just a couple on Baraboo, and Richland Center will inbound from along the baseline here at Fiserv Forum. 19-12, Baraboo in the lead, 8.5 to play, first half. West Bosworth with the ball out near half court. West with a dribble, looks to the inside, now fires to Trayton Shep. Right wing, Trayton down to the baseline, behind the back dribble, brings it back to Weiss, and then a high throw out of bounds. Turnover on the Hornets. It'll go back to Baraboo. Returning will be Liam Fingerson. You mentioned, Henry, that Baraboo's league, that's a tough league over
there.
Yeah,
it's a small Badger. The Badger's small. It's a really, really tough one. I mean, I'm glad I'm not in there. So. But, you know, the Badger small has got Stoughton, Mount Horb, and McFarland, another bucket for Baraboo.
Romano Thompson drives the baseline and gets the basket.
You know, Sauk Prairie, Edgewood, Breedsburg, Baraboo, and Portage.
Yeah.
What a tough conference.
Good league.
So, yeah. And Stoughton was actually 14-0 last year. Baraboo finished around 6-8 in conference, 17-9 overall the year before. So,
Cutler Palmer with the ball for the Hornets. Left wing, West Bosworth. Bosworth holds it above his head, looks to the inside, throws it back to Fingerson on the outside, just off the right wing, far side. Count is on. He'll give it off to Trayton Shep. 7.5 to play here in the first half at Fiserv Forum. A lob is high for Bosworth, stolen by Olsen. Tight ropes and gives it back to Moon. John going the other way for the Thunderbirds, throws it to the corner. Right side, Rivas, and now traveling called on number 12, Isaiah Romano-Thompson.
That's an easy call right there, so...
The player never thinks that they do it, though.
No, and it's an easy call because he's already made his pivot foot, and then, you know, he steps back, and then he goes forward and lifts the pivot foot up before the ball's released. It's an easy call.
Yep, so. Not, you know, when I played, though, I didn't have that much speed. You know, I never traveled with a basketball. You know,
but you needed that move.
I did need that move. Ball on the near side. Caught by Fingerson. Now back it goes to Jaden Shep, top of the circle. Bill Juke makes a quick move, free throw line. Now left hand goes up, fires it back to Weiss at the high post. Gary drives, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Baraboo. They lead 21-12. Looking for a fast break chance. Shot on the way, no good by Rivas. And then the follow-up by Olsen, he's fouled on the play. So it's going to be a number 5, Trayton Shep. That is his first.
It's his first.
And Olsen goes to the line. Daniel with his first chance for scoring. He is a 6'4 senior. Free throw is no good. Baraboo 1 of 3 from the line. The Hornets have not shot free throws yet.
I'll tell you what, this half just cruising. 6:44 left to go in the first.
Right? Yeah, coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk high school wrestling with Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman. Free throw on the way, and that one is off the rim and no good. Rebound Hornets. That's Garrison Weiss. Shep. Air mails it up to Fingerson. Bounce feed for Bosworth, knocked loose by the Thunderbirds. Now picked up by Richland Center, and they will start again. Ball on the right side. Shep, top of the circle. Shep off the screen, goes to the right, down to the baseline. Cut off, good defense. Ball comes back to Fingerson, and he'll drive lane, goes in, and scores. A little nice. Flip of the wrist.
Yeah, nice hoop. Nice. That's a nice move.
Almost a slam dunk.
Almost. I think he could have done it if he wanted to.
21-14. Hornets within 7 of Baraboo. Daniel Olsen on the right wing. Daniel dribbles, gives it back now to Lefevre. Long three, got it. Oh, these Baraboo guys can shoot.
Well, it's his third one, isn't it?
Fourth.
It's his fourth one, okay.
24-14. Richland Center with
Lefevre. I think he has 2 fouls as well, so.
Caribou has five threes altogether. He's got four of them. Ball goes down to the baseline, taken there by Weiss. Backing in. Oh, for the shot, no good, but a foul call. So he will go to the free throw line. Richland Center and Baraboo Girls will play immediately following this game.
That's Daniel Olson with a foul.
Thank you.
14.
And at the line, Weiss, free throw is no good. He will get one more. That's the first Hornet free throw. Yeah, they're pretty strict about where you can go up here. And
you got
stuck and told you couldn't go back here. You're supposed to stay where you're at, man. Free throw missed out of bounds.
If they come haul me off, you know.
Right.
Make sure you take the keys.
You can only enter one gate, and we got up here. They let us up here.
Yeah.
And then Hank went back through the barricade somehow and got in trouble. Here's a shot by Sheff for three. No good for Jaden. Rims off and taken by Olson. Up ahead now to Hannigan. Hannigan on a drive, swings it to the corner. John Moon for three. Good.
Wow.
Nice job. Caribou in transition, and they score again. 27-14. They lead the Hornets. Shep across the timeline. That's Trayton. Off to the corner on a pass to Garrison Weiss. Now Fingerson posting up down low. He's double teamed, trying to get rid of it, and is tied up by Baraboo.
I tell you what, I don't mean to harp on this, but Baraboo plays really, really good defense.
They're protecting the inside.
I tell you what, they really play good defense, and they're straight up. They just, that's a coaching thing there. So
yep.
Nice job for the Thunderbirds.
And they're long and lean.
Yes, they are.
Got some length on them. The Hornets do, too. It's a pretty good matchup. Looks like Abe Bosworth is in for the Hornets, seeing his first action. Bringing the ball across the timeline, Hannigan. Revis, top of the circle, holds the ball above his head. Now back to Revis, down to the corner. Lefebvre on a drive, throws it into the lane. Knocked loose, picked up by Baraboo. A kick out, three on the way from NBA. Revis, no good, and the rebound by Wes Bosworth. Wes up ahead, Jaden Sheff coasting into the front court. Bosworth, top of the circle. Man-to-man D by Baraboo, and now Wes drives lane, challenges with a left hand, shot up, no good. Rebound by Olson, outlet pass now, right side Lefebvre. Hornets get back well, nice job. Ball goes down to the baseline, Olson backing in, now kicks it out. And around the wheel, here's Lefebvre driving, lost the handle, loose on the floor. Fingerson picks it up, and a foul called on Baraboo.
That's Lefebvre, that's his third. Am I right, or is it
that's what I have. Yeah, you're right.
I am.
Three on Lefebvre. He'll leave. And the Hornets probably not sad he's leaving for the time being.
I'll tell you what, the boy can shoot.
He has shot well today. 27-14, Baraboo leads, just over 4 minutes remaining in a quick-moving first half. Shep, right side, Fingerson. Baseline, driving now is Dosh. Brady quickly back into the game. Brady protecting the ball, goes up. It's knocked away, and a steal by Revis. Now Baraboo going the other way, three on three. Revis lost it. There's a scrum for it, and a jump ball called again. This will be a Bosworth tying up with Carter Revis.
Richland Center gets that out there. Nice hustle. Well, I mean, boy, they're on the floor.
Both teams putting out some effort today.
Yes, they are.
Off the dash, along the left side, across the half-court line. Front of the scorer's table here at Pfizer Forum. There's a lob inside. Bosworth catches in a crowd. Now ripped away by Hannigan. He'll take it the other way for Baraboo. Two on one. Dumps it off. Shot up. Oh, blocked
by Fingerson.
Rejected. What a nice block of Olson's shot. Up ahead to Bosworth. Abe near side. Shep catches. Drives a little closer. Leans in. Drives
nice
it
pass.
In. Wes Bosworth scores. Nice job on the assist by Jaden Shep.
Well, that was pretty.
27-16. In favor of the Baraboo Thunderbirds here at Pfizer Forum. Pass comes right side, Revis. Top of the circle, Hannigan. Revis now makes the move back to Hannigan. Deep three on the way, no good. Rebound Baraboo, they'll kick it out again. And around the wheel it goes. Here's a three try near side. That one rims off for Revis. And the rebound again by Baraboo. They'll keep it going. And they'll probably keep on shooting. Hannigan, left wing.
They're not afraid to shoot the ball.
No. Revis with the ball. Now back to the far side. Hannigan, the Hornets scrambling around on the defense. Trying to deny. Revis looking. Now launches it far side. Drives closer. Foul called on the Hornets.
Looks like 52.
Abe Bosler. Yep. That'll be his first. Schwitzenberg, Weiss, and Tretnyshev return for the Hornets. Tanner Yuckerman returns for Baraboo. 2:10 remaining in the first half.
Each team with five fouls here, Phil.
Nobody in the bonus yet. You want to come down here and play. You just want to shoot free throws all day.
You don't want to shoot free throws all day. Well, if you notice high school basketball, they're letting kids play a little bit more.
I like that. Shot on the way for three. No good by Baraboo. Rebound Bosworth off to the races. Three on two. West kicks to the corner. Dow shakes the D. Three on the way. Brady.
Good. Wow.
Nice touch.
Yeah, it is. It was nice just the way they let him run by and then continue with the shot. Nice job.
27-19. Baraboo, 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. And again, left side three try. Baraboo, that one rims off for Geckerman. Baraboo gets it again. They'll kick it back. Geckerman for three. On the way, no good. Rebound near side. Olsen fires it back to Hannigan. And now the ball knocked loose. Brady Dosh, nice steal. Then Spider-Man's and stays inbounds in a timeout taken by the Hornets. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout, a minute 42 remaining. First half, 27-19. Baraboo leading over the Hornets in the Fiserv Forum Prep Series on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
A minute 42 remaining in the first half in area action. Hello to our listeners from WPRQ listening, our sister station in Baraboo. We're among the civic media stations listening on our app, WRCO app. And glad to have you along. Ball goes down to Bosworth on the baseline. He is double teamed, nowhere to wander, and he is called for traveling. We'll go back to Baraboo. Returning is Carter Rivas. Rivas for Baraboo. Both teams will be, this is kind of a tune-up game, Hank. There's a lot of conference games coming up.
I mean, you look at it, I mean, they're big-time conference games, you know, for both teams. Mount Horb and Portage and Sparta on the schedule for Baraboo. Next week, they got a tough road schedule as well, so.
Retry Baraboo. That one is in and out on the left side for Hannigan. Rebound Hornets and Dosh off to the races. Hornets will play Platteville for their only conference game before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Next Friday night. Ball comes to Bosworth. Hornets have Wisconsin Heights on Monday.
Yep.
Okay. For the next game.
Are you doing that one, Phil?
Yes, I am.
You are doing that.
Yep.
Okay.
Ball knocked away and out of bounds. Baraboo will get it. Kind of an unforced turnover, but Baraboo is just always in their face pressuring them.
They always have a hand on the ball or a hand on their guy. It's impressive. They play really good defense. So the biggest thing is that, you know, this court's 10 foot longer. So we're going to see with the last 6-8 minutes what's going to do.
Sure, right. And for me, that's two extra words. So see how I do, too. On a try, Hannigan throws it inside. Tough shot with the left hand. Good for Daniel Olsen. That'll make it 29-19. 10-point lead again for Baraboo. Double-digit lead with 24 seconds remaining in the first half. Brady Dosh across the half-court line. Moves to the left side between the knees dribble. Hornets trying to look for a good one as the first stance wanes. Ball goes to Trayton Shep, 10 seconds. Shep looking. Now feeds it down to the low post. Bosworth, 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Throws it back to the lane. Weiss down the boulevard. Shot won't go, but he's fouled with 1.3 seconds.
You know, speaking of road games, though, I mean, Richland Center goes on the road in Boston coming up as well. So. And then they're at the Winona State Tournament on the 27th and 28th of December. So they've got their hands full as well.
Ryan Pohl's old alma mater.
Oh, okay.
Winona State. This one is going to be off the rim.
But both of these coaches believe if they don't have the competition in the non-conference, they can't compete with the conference. So I think you have to condition your boys like, hey, there's going to be teams out there that we have to compete with.
Don't have to worry about the win-loss calendar.
No, no.
Getting better. This
You're
one
getting
is
better. Good.
And Baraboo will inbound for the final 1.3 seconds against the full-court press. baseball-style shot, but the other way, 10 yeah. feet short. Romano Thompson, yeah, not bad. If he'd eat his Wheaties this morning, he might have had it there. But nonetheless,
longer court, Bill, longer court.
Yep, that's the halftime. 28-20, Baraboo in the lead of Richland Center and Boys Basketball. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. And then the second half, we also have girls basketball later today between these same two schools on this same channel. Thanks for joining us on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center High School wrestling team is getting set for the opener on Saturday. Today, during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we talked to Silas Coleman, Richland Center head wrestling coach.
Been a good start to the season. We have a lot of new faces in there. Obviously, we graduated a slightly large class last year, so we have a lot of younger wrestlers in there. So it's just getting used to having a new dynamic in the room with that age there. But everyone's been working really hard, and I'm excited for what I've been seeing.
What are the numbers like so far, Silas?
Numbers are up a little bit from what I kind of predicted that we would have, but I think right now we're at about 20 to 23 wrestlers somewhere in there. Our girls team grew a little bit. We're up to 4 girls wrestlers this year, which is awesome. Numbers are looking really good. I'm excited for all that growth that we had.
I'm sure you're just ready for some competition. Where are you going to be wrestling first this year?
Yeah, so we're going to wrestle in Royal at the Royal Invite this weekend. It's a nice term to go at the beginning of the year just because then we can take our girls, our JV, and our varsity all in the same place. Kind of gives me the opportunity to see everybody instead of just hearing from the other coaches as we make it through the season. This is a good opportunity just to see everybody and still get a good competition under our belt.
Let's look a little bit at the schedule. Do you have any home meets this year?
We do. Both of them would be in January for duels. We wrestled DeSoto on January 16th, and then we wrestle River Valley on January 31st. Other than that, we do have our home invite here in December, on December 21st.
And let's talk about the invite, too. That's always a big one, and a lot of teams like to gauge how they're doing so far in that one. And do you have any new teams coming in this year, Silas?
We don't have any new teams this year. We've stayed the same from the years past, but like you said, it's a really tough tournament. It's a good one for teams to gauge where their guys are at before they head into the Christmas time there and with the bi-state tournament there. So it's just always a good test to make sure that you're at where you're supposed to be before heading into that tournament.
That's head coach Silas Coleman. Good luck to the Richland Center wrestling teams as they get set for action this weekend against Royal and Company tomorrow, and also in the upcoming meets, tries, and quads as well, and the RC invite on December 21st. This is the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
WRCO. 29-20, Baraboo leads at halftime in area boys basketball. Here in the first half, Richland Center got off to a nice start, 5-0, and then Baraboo went 14 points before Richland Center scored again. So it's been a game of runs, but I think, Hank, both teams have kind of settled in now as yeah. we get the first half over with.
And, you know, Richland Center came out on fire, going up 5-0 and then allowed 14 unanswered. But then they got into it, and now we have a 9-point ball game. Center just needs to rebound. They need to rebound, take care of the basketball in the offensive end.
Yep, so, absolutely.
I know
that a little bit.
You know, one of their strengths this year is supposedly rebounding, and
they have to start doing that on the defensive side. They gave up a couple rebounds and ended up costing them a couple three-point buckets. So, you know, so center's got to rebound and, you know, and otherwise take care of the basketball. On the other hand, Baraboo, they're in-your-face defense. They run the floor very well. So they also have to rebound on the defensive side of the ball. So other than that, we're going to get set back and get enjoy a second half of that game of basketball.
Should be a good finish.
Absolutely. We'll check some of the scoring and more coming up in a moment. The prep series is going on at Fiserv Forum today. Tomorrow, Marquette and the Badgers will get ready to tip it off. And this, I mean, both teams were undefeated going into this week.
Right.
Both teams have suffered losses. So whoever gets the loss tomorrow will have two losses in a row.
Yeah, and it'll probably knock them out of the it would knock Wisconsin out of the top 20.
Sure.
So, but Marquette was, what, fifth?
I think they're fifth, yes.
So if they get two losses in a row, they may get knocked down, you know, maybe in the top 25, but not in the – I don't see top 20.
Both teams have good ones this year.
Yep.
Good clubs. So
should be. It's amazing that you set up here, and they can fit 18,500 people here.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't look like it.
Holds a lot of hate.
I tell you what. So, but anyway, you and I are going to stay the night here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, under the table. I don't think anybody will notice, will they?
No, they don't notice us now, so I know
they don't. So and I was up here, and I'm like, wow, that's cool. There's a concession stand right behind us, but they're not open.
Yeah, no. Just drinks. Please.
Yeah, just.
And I don't even know if I was supposed to buy drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're like restocking or something back there.
Yeah. Henry.
It's a work day.
And Henry bought a Sprite and a Coke.
So you bought soda and you weren't supposed to. You almost got kicked out because you left and didn't.
Yes.
You tried to come back in.
Yes. And she was over here watching me a while ago. So.
I know. She wanted to make sure that you really were a radio guy. So.
Well, I look like one.
I don't know. We just can't take you anywhere. It's the bottom line.
Well, you know. But I'm a good driver.
Yes, you are.
All right.
29-20 Baraboo leads at halftime. More coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
'Twas weeks before Christmas and all through the nest. You'll find a sale on holiday decor, so your home will look its best. Celebrate the 25 days of Christmas with 25% off select Christmas items. Beautiful poinsettias, Christmas cactus are seasonal favorites and available here at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Order early by calling 383-1616.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Ladies, what are you getting for the men in your life for Christmas? This is Jamie at J.G. Welsh Jewelers in Richland Center. We now have more men's jewelry than ever. My favorite, Glock watches. The name says it all. Quality. Your man will understand when he hears the word Glock. Or maybe your guy wants to wear an American flag dog tag necklace. We have lots of options. We can even personalize it with his nickname or whatever. Maybe your man is a gold stacker and would appreciate one of our estate gold pocket watches. J.G. Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, your new go-to store for guy gifts.
WRCO. Here's a look at first half scoring. Baraboo led by Bear Lefevre with 12 points. He picked up three fouls, so he spent some time on the pine, but 4 3-pointers for 12 points. From there, 7 points for Isaiah Romano Thompson, 5 by Alex Hannigan, 3 for John Moon, and 2 for Daniel Olson. Richland Center is led by Brady Dosh with 5 points. Wes Bosworth has 4. 3 for Jaden Shep, Trayton Shep, Garrison Weiss, and 2 each for Liam Fingerson and Abe Bosworth. Opponents have 3 3-pointers. Jaden Shep, Rady Dosh, and Trayton Shep have all nailed triples here in the first half. 29-20, Marilu leads Richland Center after 18 minutes of basketball. Henry Bray is here with his Sprite, his Mentos. Don't put them in the bottle and shake
it up.
No,
that's just for your Coke.
Oh.
Sprites, you're okay.
Okay.
You just can't have them in Coke.
You're not supposed to have Mentos and Coke.
You want one?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't want to spontaneously combust.
Oh, buddy. You do that anyway. We're going to start out with Reedsburg basketball.
Reedsburg?
Baraboo.
Reedsburg, oh, okay.
I've been sitting here reading about Reedsburg basketball, too, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. Baraboo inbounds the ball, and we're underway in the second half. With the ball is Alex Hannigan. Hannigan goes left side. Lefevre with the basketball. Penetrates a bit down low. Lefevre, Olsen, Romano Thompson, Rivas, and Hannigan for Baraboo. Top of the wheel going left side. Romano Thompson. Bounce feed baseline. Hannigan looking in. Bounce feed low. Backing in, and Olsen kicks it to the corner again. Three-pointer, Baraboo, no good. Rebound by Fingerson. Liam, it's Jaden Shep, Brady Dosh, Wes Bosworth, and Garrison Weiss for Richland Center. Ball goes near side. Bosworth now drives to the baseline. Cut off and off his heel and out of bounds. It'll come back to Baraboo. 29-20, Thunderbirds in the lead.
I think the biggest key to watch here is probably watching Lefevre get his fourth foul. Baraboo can't afford that.
No, he's a shooter. He's got four threes and three fouls. Ball goes down low, tough shot, low post, good by Olsen. And it's first basket of the second half. 31-20, Baraboo by 11. Across the timeline, Brady Dosh. Dosh off the screen right. Keeps the dribble, fires it back to Fingerson. Left side, Shep. Shep now catching it is with Weiss, and it's going to be stolen away by Baraboo. Pulled down by Hannigan. Hannigan with the up ahead, throws it left side. Rivas around the defender, and foul. Stepped out of bounds. So it comes back to...
And you're going to laugh at this, but a lot of kids at this age, but when they're out there, they see a three-point line. They don't recognize... You know, when you're dribbling to the baseline, or from the baseline to the hoop, they think they have plenty of room behind them because they're behind that NBA three-point line. So that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
Bosworth to Gary Weiss, and he'll drive and score for Garrison Weiss, his second field goal. That makes it 31-22. Baraboo across the timeline. Ball goes to the right side, and catching it is Lefevre. Guarded closely by Bosworth. Ball goes left now to Hannigan. Hannigan to the baseline. It's Rivas backing in. Goes up. Shot no. Foul called on the Hornets.
Jaden Shep.
That'll be his first. And it is a shooting foul. Richland Center and Baraboo playing in girls basketball. It's scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have it here. Free throw is good by Baraboo. Rivas with his first point. And Baraboo back up by 10 points, 32-22. Second one on the way, and that one is good.
Talented group of kids.
33-22. Baraboo in the lead by 11. Just under 16 minutes to go in the game. Across the timeline, Jaden Shep. Shep now Bosworth meets it, baseline. Driving for the low post. Now all the way back, top of the circle. Hands off to Brady Dosh. Dosh off the screen in the lane. Nothing. Bosworth shakes the D. Drives a little closer. Leans in and scores.
Nice move.
Bosworth with 6. 33-24. Baraboo with the ball. Setting in. Out top of the key. They'll move in for a long 2. It's no good by Olsen. Rebound Hornets. Fingerson for Dosh. Hornets have a chance to make up a little ground. Jaden Shep near side. Deep corner. Holds it, lobs it, over-the-shoulder catch, Fingerson, Weiss, shot on the way, no good, and he'll go back in with a hook shot off the left hip, no good, rebound pulled down by Baraboo. Couple of good looks there.
Couple of good looks, just didn't fall.
Hannigan, right side now, driving with authority, and scoring is Rob Thompson. 35-24, he meant business.
Are you wasn't going to stop him?
Not to be denied. Shep, near side, Dosh, right wing. Back it goes to Bosworth. Bosworth, throws it away. Thought Fingerson was going to be looking and went out of bounds. It'll come back to Baraboo, and John Boone returns to the lineup. They have Fear the Deer listed all over
there. They have Fear the Deer
stadium, don't they?
Now, tomorrow will it be, Fear the Eagle?
I don't think so. I don't think they can change all the graphics.
Oh, I think they can.
Maybe. John Moon on the left side drives.
Fear Hank.
Fear the Hank. That's true words never spoken there. Down to the baseline, Lefevre moving. Nothing. Gives it off left side. Moon is cut off. Throws it back out. Three try. Baraboo, no good from the NBA link. That's Revis running it out. Weiss with a rebound. Shep up the near side. There's a nice move in the lane. Not good for Fingerson, but he's fouled.
He just fouled pretty good.
He will go to the free throw line.
And I couldn't see who it was on, buddy.
I think it was number 5, Hannigan. So going to the free throw line is Liam Fingerson. He'll settle in. Bend to the knees, free throw in the air, and that one is good. Coming into the game, number 12, Isaiah Romano Thompson for Baraboo. Hornets play right away again on Monday at Wisconsin Heights. Tough schedule. This one in the air, and that one is good. For kids right now, though, I think they just want to be playing ball and
yes.
practicing,
yep.
right?
Yep. And the Bucks are on the road tonight?
They are. 35-26 to score. They're in Boston. So we won't be able to make that game now. Hannigan top of the circle. Moves free throw line left. The good news is Chris Middleton is coming back tonight.
Yes.
Tough shot for Baraboo. No good for Olsen. He is fouled on the play. Fouled in the shooting action. That's on, thank you, Brady Nosh. That'll be his first. Going to the free throw line, Baraboo.
Do the Bucks have everybody back now, or?
I think so. Free throw is good. There might be, like, a reserve I'm not aware of, but.
They haven't called me yet.
No. Baraboo back to a 10-point lead. 36-26. One more coming up. This one in the air. That one with a lot of arc, and that is good. For Olsen, 37-26. They always told us, get that arc in the free throw. Get that one up there. Got a better shot. Bosworth, top of the wheel, left side. Dosh. Dosh off a screen from Weiss down to Bosworth on the near side. Bosworth looking. Now driving. Hands off near side. Shep. Jaden gives it back to Fingerson. Liam throws it far side. Kaizen Swistenberg challenging low, goes up, and scores!
I'll tell you what, they just keep pounding it inside.
Yeah. Kaizen Swistenberg with his first basket, 37-28. Hornets again staying, getting it down to single digits again. Staying within striking distance. Moon with the ball, left side, Yeckerman. Yeckerman back to Moon. Moon now Hannigan, right side, drives, his double team, cut off. Fires it back toward the top of the wheel. Around the horn it goes. Yeckerman airmails it left side. They're working it low. Nice hustle. Fingerson knocks it away and out of bounds. Into the game for Baraboo, number 3, Carter Revis. And the substitution is made for Coach Tyler Fish. The inbounder is Alex Hannigan for Baraboo. Off the screen, Revis. Revis, and then back inside, making a move as Olsen kicks to the corner. Three on the way. That one won't go for Yeckerman. Rebound, Baraboo. They go up, stripped by Shep. Again, picked up by Baraboo, and the ball tipped around. Hornets getting hands on it, trying to get the steal. That shot is no good, but a foul called on the shot. Looks like Kaizen Schwitzenberg with
his
shot.
That's what I saw. So, you know, we were talking about halftime. We were talking about the rebound, and then this is, you've got a rebound on the defensive side. So
Baraboo's controlling that from the offensive glass. Free throw is no good. And one more coming up. Into the game for Baraboo, Brady Bauer, number 25. Brady, only a freshman. Got some length there.
Yes, he does.
For the Hornets, coming in number 5, Trayton Shep. Coming out is Brady Dosh. Hornets make a quick switch. One more coming up for Baraboo on the line, and it is good for Revis. He's one of two. That makes it a 10-point game again. 38-28, Baraboo leading. 12:35 to go. Shep off a screen, brings it right side. Shep now pushed a little bit. He'll drive, and he's fouled on the way by. That's on Baraboo's Alex Hannigan, which will be his second.
team foul number two for Baraboo.
Didn't get into the bonus for either side.
No, we did not.
Bosworth lobs it in, knocked away by Baraboo, and a foul is called. We call that on Trayton Shep, which will be his second. Going for the basketball. He kind of went for the ball, and when he didn't get it, he became kind of a defensive back there, trying to make sure that they didn't